Chapter 6. The Adventures of Dionysus. After his battles with Typhon, Zeus remembered Prometheus's words and started to search more and more for the hero who would help him beat the giants. If Earth could produce a monster like Typhon, the war with the giants could happen much sooner than he had first thought. Zeus became sure that the hero would be born in Thebes. So, after Cadmus and Harmonia had built their city of seven gates, Zeus wanted to know all about their children. The oldest was a girl called Autonoe, but her only son came to a terrible end. He was turned into a deer by the goddess Artemis when he boasted about his hunting skill, and he was then hunted and killed by his own dogs. Next came Ino. She married a king called Athamas, who already had a son and a daughter of his own, Phrixus and Hela. Their mother lived in heaven. After Ino had her own children, she started to hate her husband's first two children, and so she made a plan. One day, she destroyed all the fields of corn so that nobody had anything to eat. She then sent a messenger to Apollo's temple at Delphi to ask why the corn did not grow. She told the messenger to say that Athamas had to kill Phrixus to save the corn. But on the day of the killing, the child's mother sent a magic ram with a golden fleece to get the boy and his sister Hela and carry them away. The ram flew over land and sea, but suddenly Hela fell off its back and down into the deep water below at a place that is now known as Hellespont. The ram flew on until it came to the land of Colchis, and there Phrixus lived safely. The third daughter of Cadmus was the lovely Semele, and Zeus decided to marry Semele himself and have a child with her. However, when Hera, queen of Olympus, discovered Zeus's plan, she was furious with jealousy. She was afraid that Zeus and Semele's son might have more power than her own sons, Ares and Hephaestus. So Hera decided to destroy Semele and her child. One day, she dressed as an old woman and went to Semele's house to talk to her. When Semele told her that Zeus was her husband, Hera just laughed and said, "Are you sure of that? Do you think your husband could be a simple human and is telling you a lie when he says that he is Zeus? Does he look like a god when he comes to see you, or does he look like an ordinary man?" Semele worried about this for many days, so she asked Zeus to show her that he was a real god. Then she would know that he was honest and true, and not at all embarrassed to have a human wife. Zeus did what he was asked. But when Semele saw Zeus shining so brightly, as only a true god can, she fell back with a cry and died. Zeus took his and Semele's son and gave him the name Dionysus. Dionysus grew into a man in a cave on Mount Nysa and made friends with Silenus and the satyrs. There, he discovered how to make wine from grapes, and the satyrs were the first creatures to taste this new and wonderful drink. It was after this first evening of eating and drinking wine that Silenus fell asleep in the garden of King Midas. The king had been so kind to Silenus that he promised to give him any gift that he desired. "Let everything I touch turn into gold," cried King Midas greedily. Silenus agreed to this wish with bright eyes and a smile. When King Midas returned home and found that even food and drink turned to gold as soon as his lips touched them, he realized that his wish had not been a clever one. Midas did not learn from his mistake, though, and not long after, he annoyed Apollo. The god was so angry that he gave Midas the ears of a donkey. Meanwhile, Dionysus had gone out into the world to teach humans how to grow grapes and make them into wine. He travelled all over the world and once came back from India in a carriage pulled by tigers. Another time, he only managed to escape from his enemies by turning a river into wine. They all fell asleep after drinking in the river. When at last he arrived in Greece, Dionysus found that there were many kings who did not want him to teach humans how to make wine from grapes. One of these kings chased Dionysus into the sea, where the sea fairies rescued him, and the loveliest sea fairy of all, Thetis, looked after him in her beautiful underwater cave. When Dionysus finally came out of the caves of the sea fairies, he found that he was on the wrong side of the sea, so he hired a ship to take him home. But Dionysus was unlucky this time because the ship was owned by evil pirates. When the pirate captain saw handsome Dionysus, he decided to catch him and sell him as a slave. So he told his men to tie Dionysus with ropes and put him down in the bottom of the ship. But when they tried to do this, the ropes fell from Dionysus's hands and feet and would not tie him. "He must be a god," the men cried in surprise. "We are mad to do this. We must let him go." But the pirate captain did not believe them and made them sail away over the dancing sea to Egypt. Soon, strange things began to happen. First, the sweet smell of wine started to come up from the bottom of the ship. And then grapes started to grow and climb up the sails. The pirates cried out to turn the ship back to Greece when suddenly a fierce lion jumped at them. It was Dionysus. With loud shouts of terror, the captain and the other pirates jumped over the side of the ship into the water below. As they hit the water, they immediately turned into dolphins and swam away as fast as they could. Only one pirate was left on the ship, and he sailed the ship and Dionysus back to Greece. Dionysus continued on his way and at last came to the town of Thebes, where he had been born. The new king of Thebes, another grandson of Cadmus, did not know Dionysus, so he had him locked in a stone prison. But once again, the power of Dionysus beat his enemies by making strong plants grow up the prison walls until those walls came falling down around him. Dionysus's last battle was in the land of Argos in the south of Greece, where he fought against King Perseus. All the gods watched this long and furious fight, and in the end it was King Perseus who won. Could King Perseus be the brave hero that Zeus was searching for? As Dionysus was dying, he jumped into the lake of Lerna. This lake has no bottom and leads down to the dark palace where dead humans are ruled over by Hades. But as it had always been Zeus's wish for Dionysus to sit with him on Olympus, Dionysus went to speak to Hades, who sat with his wife Persephone beside him. "King of the dead," he cried, "it is the desire of Zeus that I take my place as a god. Let me rise up through the earth with my mother Semele beside me."
"If you want to take your mother with you, you must give me the thing you love most on earth," Hades replied in a slow and deep voice.
"Why, that is easy, as I have it here," Dionysus cried happily. And with that, he gave Hades his grape plant.
"Grapes are my love," Dionysus said.
Hades nodded his head, and at the command of Zeus, the earth opened up.
Then Dionysus flew up to Olympus, leading his mother by the hand, where they were welcomed by Zeus and all the other gods.